Hey, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
We should get going because I think we will have a lot to say in this episode.
I think you have a lot more to say. I mean, this episode was so exciting for me for a reason that we'll get to.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know. I have some hunting I have to do to find something.
Okay, cool. So we're talking about Running with Scissors.
And not the book.
Correct. This was pre that book.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't do it.
No.
So this debuted August 20th, 2000. And it took me
five days before your birthday.
Correct. It took me until watching it to realize something that I guess I could have brought up before. Guess what I wasn't doing on August 20th?
Watching this.
I did not watch this episode. This is another one. I was so mad about the affair that I refused to watch. And someone must have told me.
Okay, it's done
now. It's concluded. Go ahead and keep watching. Yeah, because I did not watch this one either. I remember the most famous line from this episode is certainly towards the very end of it. I remember someone saying it to me and not knowing what they meant.
Well, here's the thing. So I know for future reference that if someone's like, hey, I cheated on my spouse, who should I talk to? Not Mike Jensen. Mike Jensen is a Charlotte in this.
Well, you know who you should talk to? Charlotte. But we'll get there. So this was written by Michael Patrick King, directed by Dennis Erdman. This is his only episode that he's going to direct.
Welcome.
Welcome.
And goodbye.
And goodbye. He was the director of casting for NBC.
Okay.
He was also the director of television and film development for Revolution Studios, which is Julia Roberts' company.
Does he want to give me a job?
We should ask him. Hey, Dennis Erdman, anything you want us to do? He was in the Broadway cast of Equus.
I can do some really great horse prancing.
I like that. And here's a random credit from his past that I totally remember him from. Mm-hmm. He was Billy Ray's kid in The Rose, starring Bette Midler. Do you remember the scene where she's like flirting with the son?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of the actor's name, but he's like, that's my kid and you're being disrespectful. That was him. That's him. Anyways, he directed this episode.
Back to Equus.
Uh-huh.
It is kind of ties in. Whenever I see girls like walking down the street in these insanely high wedges, I always am reminded of the actors in Equus who are like pretending to be horses.
I've never seen Equus.
I saw a high school production of it.
That's disturbing. I'm assuming they didn't do the nudity.
It was for a competition, so it was like a 45-minute long version of it.
Yeah, I read it and found it to be incredibly boring, but I think it's one of those things you have to see.
Right. Now back to Sex and the City.
Yeah, so here is the DVD recap. Is sex ever safe? Carrie's affair with Big is spiraling from needy to greedy to seedy, and her relationship with Aiden is suffering as a result. Samantha has a new lover with a swing, but he'll only play after a certain test is taken. Charlotte's life is taken over by the search for a bridal dress, and Miranda finds herself hooked on one hunk in a hoagie.
So I like that she starts with, Carrie opens the episode with...
It was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
Talking about her and Big's affair, but she goes, Charles Dickens must have been having an affair with his married... Did he say ex-girlfriend or did she say...
It was ex-boyfriend.
Ex-boyfriend. Yeah. Was Charles Dickens gay?
No, but I think... I actually appreciated that because it made her recognize the ridiculousness of what she was saying,
right,
in my opinion.
Yeah, because I was like, yeah, when he was writing Oliver Twist and he was like, please, sir, I want some more. Like, that was also for his ex-boyfriend. Like, relax, Carrie.
Yeah, so we open on Big eating a strawberry.
Yeah, so he's... They're in hotels.
Yeah, and I guess the point is we're just right up because we ended the last episode with her saying that she wants to quit.
Yeah.
And clearly hasn't. The affair is still happening. And it's all very glamorous to begin with.
And then it goes into.
We start to downgrade.
Downgrade. And Big says, like, take off your panties.
Let's get those panties off.
Yeah. Gross. I hate the word panties. I hate the word breasts.
Hates the word panties.
I don't know if everyone does.
I think like 98% of women hate that word for some reason.
If you guys hate the word panties, like, shout out to us. I'll put out, I've been doing polls on Instagram. Mm-hmm. That's my new thing. So I'll do a panties poll. I did a,
pull some panties. Is that what you just said?
Don't even get me started. There was this drink we used to drink in college called the pink panty pull down. And all it was a case of beer, a handle of vodka, and lemonade concentrate all mixed together.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
I'm sure it has other names other places, but I did one for Big and Aiden, and like everyone is on Team Aiden except for like me and four of you guys. So thanks. So yeah, and they're laying in bed, and I love that Big is eating those cheesy peanut butter crackers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because now we're just in like some hotel where you get your food from a vending machine,
right?
Clearly.
And
I think, do they say that they're on 56th and 8th here?
Yeah,
and
they
that
do.
No one knows them 56th there.
56th and 8th is safe. No one knows us.
And then he has this moment of like, I don't care who knows. I'm like, ugh.
But I also thought he was being during this affair. I'm like, this is the Big that like I like. This Big is so sweet to her. You should all see the look Mike is giving me. Like, I think in these moments, he's just like, I don't know. I'm like liking him more.
Do you think he's especially sweet when he says, are you saving it for your boyfriend?
You don't talk to me that way.
Well, they're not there yet. But in the, and that's what I'm saying. Like, in this moment where they're at 56th and 8th and all that, like, he's being sweet. He doesn't want her to go. He's like, in this moment.
Sure. But we have Carrie with the, like, how did we get here and who are we? I don't know. I meant to do this disclosure, and I maybe should have done it a few episodes ago. So I listen to podcasts where they mm-hmm. recap shows that I love, and I get really irritated when I feel like they're just, like, hating on an episode. Because I obviously listen because I like the show, and I like, you know, I want to, like, you know, hear people talk about it. I hate this storyline, so I'm going to be pretty negative towards
it. But I like it, so I'm good. So we're good.
Elise is purely in favor of affairs.
I'm not in favor of affairs. There's something.
Elise and Samantha think we should all cheat on people.
No, I don't. There's just something, and I think this is why when I first met Big, I didn't like him. And I was just like, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? But I like him. There's something about him that I understand why Carrie's doing what she's doing. I don't know if I would do the same, because I don't know if I would have ever left him, honestly. I think I would have just, I don't know. I don't know. I'm smitten with Big, and I'm sorry.
Okay. So can we get to drinks with Miranda?
Yeah. What is she drinking? Is that like a lime teeny? It's not a Gibson. If it is, there's way too much, or Gimlet.
Maybe,
there's way too much rose
lime. Like a lemon
lime.
Drop?
No, it's lime. It's like lime green. Whatever. So she's smoking Marlboro Lights.
I have something
they
to tell
Marlboro
you.
They are Marlboro Lights. What?
No, I mean, like she said, I have something to tell you.
Believe me, I would rather tell anyone but you, but I have to. I'm having an affair with Big.
I swear to God, I think my heart just stopped.
And also, I'm smoking again. I'm smoking, and I'm sleeping with Big. Feel free to delete me out of your Palm Pilot.
And she says it's been going on for 3 weeks.
Yeah, she does say
so remember this
3 weeks
thing.
I do also feel like it's always been 3 weeks.
Everything's
three every weeks. Episode is like, it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, but 3 weeks. And
feel free to delete me from your Palm Pilot.
Right. Love a Palm Pilot. But Miranda's probably the only one that has a Palm Pilot. Now, was a Palm Pilot was a form of a cell phone, right? You were able to take
yeah, I'm watching calls. I'm watching a miniseries, The Looming Tower, which all mm-hmm. takes place like pre September 11th, and they have Palm Pilots.
But you can call on them too?
I feel like in this like case it's like
PDAs.
A calendar.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't know that you could also call on them.
Yeah, and she talks about, you know, isn't this like, in maybe things will get better because, like, you know, with affairs, it makes you miss the one you're with. And Miranda says, I don't watch Lifetime television for women. I'm no longer a Miranda. Don't ever tell me I could be a Miranda. I am not a Miranda. The Miranda that I would be watches Lifetime movies.
I just also feel like it's funny that she calls it Lifetime Television for Women.
Because
that wasn't
the
really
full
the title of it. Like, yeah, but
that,
yeah, that became like the full title. We're skipping over a ton of stuff.
Give me one.
Really?
I think I need it.
Don't inhale. Do you hate me? Say you don't hate me.
I don't hate you.
Thank you. Now if only I didn't hate me.
Here's what I don't like about that. Now if only I don't hate me. I think there's a certain amount of like, you can't say anything to me that I haven't said to myself, where it's like, yeah, that doesn't make you, that doesn't make it okay. I think there's a certain thing people do sometimes where they're like, doesn't matter how mad you are at me, I'm more mad at me. Where I'm just like, okay. That's
no,
kind
I
of
agree.
A
like, don't
though.
Do it. Yeah, then don't do it, Carrie. I mean, I don't agree. I want to make this clear. I don't agree with the affair. I don't agree that Carrie should be doing this behind Aiden's back and Big should be doing this behind Natasha's back. I think they both need to come clean to their spouses or their partners. I just also like Mr. I have like a crush on Mr. Big. Like that's all it is. I'm not saying that this is okay.
And it's funny that she's now gone to Miranda and her purpose behind going to Miranda is you have to say something to yank me out of it. This is, she went to Samantha first, which is the friend she knew wasn't going to judge her.
Why didn't she go to Aiden? I'm sure he'd have something to say about it.
Well, that would be the end of it though. She doesn't want it to end. As much as she's saying she wants it to end, when you want something to end, you end it.
I'm just so confused. I mean, does he only want me now because he can't have me?
Yes.
How do you really feel?
Miranda very quickly. And it's the whole thing of like, what about Aiden? I don't want him to get hurt. What do you want? I want everyone to get out of this about anyone getting hurt, which is just
not going to happen.
Not realistic.
And she says, just stop.
Just stop. Which is, that could be for anything. That can go back to the smoking. That can go to anything that you shouldn't be doing. The end answer is just stop. And I understand that that is easier said than
just
done.
Stop. I'm stopping.
But yeah, that's kind of where we go with that. And then we cut to Samantha on the Lower West Side.
No one says Lower West Side. The West Village. It's Tribeca.
Yeah.
It's Wall Street, funny
because people do say the Lower East Side.
Yeah.
But no one says the Lower West Side.
So it goes like the West Village, the East Village, and then below the West Village.
So it's Soho and then Tribeca.
And then Lower East Side is what you get on the East Side.
Correct. Yeah. It's funny, though, that we have a Lower East. Anyways.
I think they were only saying it for the... On the Upper West, right. Upper East Side.
Lower West Side. Yeah. 10% Wall Street, 10% real estate, 10% she's already slept with. Doesn't add up.
And then 70% of losers, I guess.
Also, I feel like she's probably slept with more than 10%.
More than 10%, yeah.
We meet Tom Raimi.
Played by Sam Robards.
Mm-hmm. Son of Jason Robards and Lauren Bacall.
Mm-hmm.
He was Tony nominated
Lauren
for The
Bacall
Man.
Lauren Bacall was in Ballroom the Musical.
That, I think that that's what you're going to, like, most famously for... Ballroom the Musical. She never did anything else. It's funny. She had that one hit. She was a Tony nominee. He was a Tony nominee for The Man Who Had All the Luck. I think I saw him in that. I definitely saw him in a revival of Absurd Person Singular, co-starring Mireille Enos, who was in an earlier episode of Sex and the City playing the daughter's girlfriend who had one line when they were eating the lox. Remember the lox
table?
Yes, she was the girlfriend in that. And then I know him from Greg Brock on The West Wing and had a huge crush on him.
Is he in The Good Wife?
I think he had like one episode in The Good Wife.
Everyone in this episode was also on The Good Wife. I'm like, Mike's going to be like, and I know them from The Good Wife.
No, West Wing. I had such a crush on him in The West Wing. So he's the male Samantha.
Mm-hmm. A Manhattan legend, which I love that that's like a man. I mean... In your group of friends, you might be like, oh, that guy, he sleeps with everyone.
Right.
But I don't, like, see someone be like, oh, like, when someone, I don't know, like, I
haven't
heard about him.
We have so much to talk about that I'm not sure if this is the right moment to bring it up, but I did finish reading the Sex and the City book.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you can totally read it. Any spoilers are maybe in the first season. Almost no storyline is copied all the way through. But they do talk about these, like, straight male, like, Manhattan legends who are just womenizers.
Maybe we're just not in that world.
I guess that's probably true. Yeah. And
because I guess that's true. Because I know people in, like, my circle of friends who I know peripherally who are, like, I know about that guy. I've heard about... Yeah, so I guess. And, yeah, so it's funny to hear a male Samantha, because he really is a male Samantha. He kind of talks to her like...
We know the same people. We should go to dinner, blah, blah, blah. Wanna fuck?
Under a minute, you could qualify for the Olympics.
My place is... Do you swing?
You mean with other couples?
And then I immediately knew.
No, he has a swing.
He has a sex swing. And she says, oh, my, so Cirque du Soleil.
Now, I know someone who once criticized, or not who once, who criticizes this show for not really recognizing HIV and AIDS. Now, for one thing, I don't think that that's something that this show would just, like, bring up all the time. And they have referenced STDs before, STIs, whatever you want to refer to them now. But here is the episode where we get to it, where he asks her if she's ever been tested before.
It is interesting, though, because you've said earlier on, like, they don't use condoms or things like that. So, yeah, he says...
They just don't, like, explicitly show the condom, which maybe is me being nitpicky, but I feel it for a show about sex. I literally want to see you open that condom every time there's a sex scene. And I don't think that's ridiculous, but maybe that's just me. Because she always refers to the fact that she always uses a condom. And I just feel like there are scenes, whatever.
That it couldn't have happened.
Yeah, that it couldn't
have happened. Unless the guy is always wearing
it.
Just,
he has it strapped on, ready to go.
When was your last AIDS test?
She's never been tested. He references to, like, the way he wants to. Like, I can't be with you the way I want to.
I can't eat you and F you the way I want to.
But I'm assuming he still means using a condom. But I guess he means, like, without that particular worry.
Right.
And then once again, it's always that moment when you realize they've named a character something just for the purpose of a punchline.
Samantha suddenly had to figure out just how much she wanted to do Raimi.
Oh, I didn't even get that.
How did you not get that?
I don't know. Idiot.
So we go to brunch with the girls.
That salt is getting very low. I'm sorry. Like, I know I just bring it up every time, but there's going to be an episode when there's nothing left in the shaker. Or it's going to be refilled.
The girls are just like, can I get some more salt?
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, do your jobs. So, yeah, they're there. And
too
Charlotte has all those magazines.
Too many.
But that was such a thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to bring this up now. I used to work in a bridal shop. It was my first job. Yeah, it was my first job. My mother was a bridal consultant, so my mother was the saleswoman. And I got a job there when I was 15 as an assistant. So I would bring the dresses into the rooms because you cannot dress yourself when you're trying on wedding dresses. There's someone in there with you. So I was helping people get into the dresses, helping pull the dresses, all that stuff. So I was around this kind of stuff, and women would come in with like 18 magazines because this was around this time, actually, was when I was working there, and the internet was a thing, but it wasn't a thing like internet shopping wasn't
right.
You would never buy a wedding dress on there was no Pinterest,
but even like listen to this episode, there's no mention of online, there's no
right.
Yeah, it really,
so you would,
not
if you wanted to, like, which brides do, cross all of your T's and dot all your I's, you would have gotten every single magazine, and women would bring those in. Also, keep this in your brain. When you are going to a wedding dress shopping, you're not buying off the rack. It takes, like, if someone came in and said our wedding's in 9 months, we would have been like, okay, I mean, we're going to have to put a rush order on this. It
yeah.
takes a long time, and there's alterations. So remember that. So anyway, Charlotte has all these bridal magazines. She has different colors for what kind.
The pink post-its are for the gowns I kind of like. The green post-its are for the gowns I kind of really like. And the yellow post-its are for the gowns I don't know if I like.
Yeah, I love that it's just such a perfect moment of like, wedding dress, wedding dress, wedding dress, wedding dress, right to Samantha.
Have you all had an AIDS test? Good morning. Where did that come from?
It's like a perfect moment. And I did write down, Charlotte doesn't just leave.
No.
Like, she can't get up and leave in this moment because there's too much going on.
There's too much to get done.
But she also doesn't answer.
Nope. And doesn't. And just goes back to the wedding dress, like, without skipping a beat.
Oh, I love it so much. It's such a great moment.
And I'm sure Charlotte has. I'm sure every time Charlotte goes to the doctor, it's just done. I actually had one done at a dentist's office.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't ask for it. I was I was going to one of the university's dental programs when I didn't have dental insurance, and they asked me, they're like, we're doing this thing, do you want an HIV test? Because they do them by swabs now.
Right.
And I think it was, they were testing to see if people were more inclined to get tested at a dentist office, or just like if it was offered that way.
Interesting.
Because a lot of people won't go to a clinic because of the stigma. They're worried about that. So I think they were trying to see, like,
and I don't know how it is now, but like, they used to suggest you not go through your regular doctor because your doctor has to report it.
Mm.
So like, they almost say like, it's better to go to one of those anonymous
right.
places. I don't know if that's still a fact or not, but that's interesting. I actually really like that. I think that's a
great
idea.
Why wouldn't you want your doctor to report it?
Because it would be considered a pre-existing condition.
Oh.
And I don't know if things, are different now, but like, it used to affect your insurance premiums.
Mm.
It's got very serious.
Well, I was just, I mean, they didn't tell me why they were doing why they were asking for it. I just thought, I was like, oh, maybe they're trying to figure out.
I like that. I think that's great. So we just kind of get to that Samantha's terrified.
Yeah.
And who isn't? I mean, it's a terrifying moment. Whether or not you are certain that you're fine, it is scary. And they talk about the little room that they take you to. Part of me is like, I don't know if they still do it that way, but they should just take everyone to the little room. Because then no one has to be afraid of going to that little room.
Right.
And then, you know, Charlotte's still spinning her wheels on the wedding thing.
There are 1,400 gowns in this magazine, and I have only seen 600 of them. I need help.
Okay, listen, you need to chill the fuck out and hire yourself a stylist.
A stylist?
Some little minion to run around town and do your dress bidding.
I can hire someone to do that for me?
Yeah, come on. Of course you can.
You know that.
So we have, you know, a quick cut to Carrie, who's, you know, she's thinking.
She's thinking, wearing a shirt I have.
Oh, really?
I had that shirt.
Is it the red one?
It's a red tank top. It's from American Eagle. I bought it on clearance, like everything I buy. I bought that around this time. Like, it would make sense because I was in high school. And I remember wearing it because it says Laramie, Wyoming on it.
and someone asked me if it was like for the Laramie Project, and I'm like, no. It's just a shirt I got at American Eagle with rhinestones. And I hope there's a picture of me somewhere in it. I don't know. But I just wrote, I had that shirt. That's like, funny. I was so, it's, I'm a Carrie.
So we get to the question.
Is sex ever safe?
You know what we haven't been doing? We haven't been examining the question. I've kind of noticed that. Sorry. So let's take a minute.
Is sex ever safe? No. I mean, like, physically, fine, but mentally, no. I mean, once that happens, you've made this, the relationship changes.
Yeah, and I think it's different if it's like someone that you're married to or have been with for a very long time. Perhaps,
or if someone you're paying.
Then. Sure, but like certainly when you first get into a sexual relationship, no, it's not really.
If you're,
like, you're always
if you're a cancer,
something.
It's not safe.
What does that mean?
Like astrologically a cancer. Okay. Just very sensitive. You're a cancer, right?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, you're a cancer.
I am a cancer. That is true. I'm a Virgo, but everyone thinks that I'm a cancer. And then we have our quick Miranda outside of Blimpy's.
Which, it surprised me that Blimpy allowed
this. I was sort of surprised too. And there's a little bit of talk in the commentary where they don't bring up Blimpy's, that they just wanted it to be a sandwich. But yeah, it clearly is Blimpy's.
It's like a huge Blimpy sign outside. And he's just like,
eat me.
And for the record, the he that we're referring to is actually Michael Patrick King. He doesn't play the sandwich. We see a face later on, but that is actually Michael Patrick King's voice. And Miranda's not amused.
No.
Whatever. So now we get to, if you want pasta, you go to Little Italy.
You
want
wedding?
You
go Wang.
Which is true. Mm-hmm. Vera Wang is certainly the most famous, I would say, wedding designer. And we get Anthony Marantino, played by Mario Cantone.
This is our first introduction to him.
Yeah, we're meeting. Not that I'm saying he's going to be around
again.
Well,
I only know that because one of the things popped up on my Amazon thing that was like, this is his first appearance. I was like, oh, I guess he's coming back.
Yeah, whatever. Spoiler. Deal with it, people. He's mostly famous, I think, for stand-up. Like, he's a stand-up comedian. I saw he did a Broadway show called Laugh Whore that I saw him in.
And he's really great in this.
He's very funny. This is very him. Like, he's very, like, bitchy, gay, loud Italian guy, but he's very
good. I love that he calls
it.
Her Char.
I love it. I mean, there are so, in the next, like, 45 seconds of this show, there are so many moments that my friends and I quote.
Hates it.
Oh my gosh, so much. So I love, even with Charlotte being like, I love them all. And his reaction, like,
Char.
Calm down, girl.
Yeah.
And then, oh, but for the record, the saleswoman, I just want to bring her up because
Blanchard Ryan.
And she was in that movie Open Water.
Okay.
About the couple that gets left behind in the scuba diving
thing. Oh, that sounds like a really calming thing.
Which I saw on like my birthday and was like the most upsetting film I've ever seen in my entire life. It was terrible. So anyway, that's her. And I just love all like,
I think the white is too white.
She's like, well, for your skin.
Hates it.
I love it so much.
Maybe I should do that at work when I'm like, hi, do you have everything you need at the moment? And they're like, well, I could. Hates it. Like when they're talking about their food.
And all you like the good beadwork though.
Good beadwork though.
And like you're dragging, which apparently was an improv that like he literally
well, and I thought
literally
like,
dragging.
If he doesn't work there, does it matter?
No, but I think it's funny. I think it is.
And
like,
that's
you know,
not how like we would have done it. Like those would have all been in plastic, but whatever.
And they did film at Vera Wang, so I don't know that's like how.
Yeah, Vera
it would
Wang.
Be,
I'm sure you make it because at bridal shops you have to make an appointment usually. In general, at Vera Wang you probably make an appointment. And you're the only one there.
Yeah. And then she sees the one. That's it, which is kind of impressive. Like the fourth dress she sees.
She doesn't
is
even
the
try
one.
It on.
Nope, that's the one. Well, they'll fit. They'll get it fitted to her.
I know. But
the wedding's in like 5 minutes. They
I know.
Plenty of time.
We'll get there.
So now we get to Samantha, the doctor. Michelle Hurst, she's probably the most famous for Orange is the New Black. She was in the first season of that.
Who was she in that?
She was Miss Claudette Pelage. She's only in the first season. Sorry if that's a spoiler. I just love her.
Oh, she's
like,
great.
She's so charming. She's definitely one of those character actors that has done a billion things.
The 76th Street Clinic is where they're at.
Yeah, and she has played, medical. I love these things. She's played four different characters, or she played four different characters on Law & Order.
Perfect.
I always love that when like they're just like you can play a different person this season, and whole like why are you taking this test? And then we get to all the questions, which I just love. Like there's
like,
something
yes and yes and yes and yes.
Do you have sex? Yes. Do you have oral sex? Give, receive. Yes. Yes, yes.
There's something very, like, it's comedy about it. Like, it's playing these questions, like, this serious moment for such great comedy. I think that Kim Cattrall is so funny in this scene. And then the how many sexual partners have you had?
I'm counting. Like, no shame.
No shame at all. I love it. I just think that Kim Cattrall is, like, brilliantly funny in this scene. She's so good. We get to Carrie in bed with Aiden, and it's just...
His necklaces are probably smacking her in the face because there's so many of them.
His hair is a curtain around her face.
She's like, you're making that noise.
It's just mean. It's taking a thing that someone does just naturally and getting irritated with it. And if she wasn't having an affair, she'd probably love that noise.
But it happens. Like, it happens in life. There will be someone that I'm like, oh, that thing they do annoys me. And then everything they do annoys me. So then he puts his pants on to go pee. Doesn't put the seat down. Put the seat down, Aiden.
You mean he put it up to pee and then doesn't put it down?
Well, I'm assuming he put it up unless Carrie just wants to sit in the toilet bowl.
Here's my thing about peeing. In general, peeing in film or television is kind of a pet peeve of mine. Because it always feels like, oh, you're so edgy, you're peeing. And there was even a moment was like, so-and-so was really peeing in that scene. And it's just like it's such a dumb, like, who cares? I actually really like it in this instance. And perhaps he should have put the seat down, though if I was irritated, I might leave it up too. But it's very realistic. Like, of course he would pee before he goes back to his place in Soho or wherever he lives. And of course she would, it's not a big deal. I like how casually it's handled, because that feels very real to me. And sure, he should put the seat down. I didn't notice that, because I guess I'm a guy.
Just need time to figure it out.
Maybe I'll give you a little room to do that.
You're not saying that in a bad way, right?
Yeah, his fringe jacket. It's a lot of fringe. That's all I'm saying. Like, fringe is one thing if you're, like, Lady Gaga, or you're, like, this is, like, I'm, this is...
Or, like, 1973, yeah, or Mama so
much,
Cass.
That's so much fringe.
The Fringe Festival.
he would star in the Fringe Festival. And we see her in her men's underwear.
Yep.
This becomes a thing.
Oh, okay, because I just was like, Carrie is in men's underwear. But that was a trend for women. They made, around this time, they started making women's underwear to look like men's underwear, but those are men's underwear.
Yeah. So Miranda has had her fill of the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to speak to the manager.
Yeah, and I love that they're just like, that sandwich.
There's so much. I just like, what's he saying?
He's like, it's a sandwich.
She says, he didn't say it in the sandwich way. I don't even know what that means, but
this is
funny.
Also when I thought for sure, okay, maybe this is where Blimpy redeems themselves, but they still didn't. So I'm like, Blimpy doesn't give a shit.
No, they don't. I think it's so funny. I should also point out that, like, because the Carrie storyline is so serious,
I liked this.
They did make this and like this. Like, they tried to make other things a little bit lighter. Like, the AIDS test isn't terribly light, but they tried to make her reaction to it because we're dealing with such a serious situation. Yeah. So this does kind of like balance a little bit. And then she kind of sees him.
And then Miranda glimpsed just enough of his full lips and shiny white teeth to stop thinking about the sandwich and start wondering about the man inside the bun.
So she can't stop thinking about him.
You're telling me you're turned on by a sandwich?
She's making popcorn. I wanted popcorn.
Yeah, I did want popcorn.
Carrie is full on smoking now. She's full on smoking. She hasn't quit. She is like, Aiden must just not smell it anymore or doesn't care.
Well, I think that, I think we're kind of past that now. He's just sort of dealing with it. She has a moment that I wouldn't have noticed except for from the commentary where she kind of like, because she's not on, like, the second or third story of a building. Like, mm-hmm. her apartment is, but that actress, like, Sarah Jessica Parker isn't. She's on a soundstage.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a moment where she, like, looks down at the street, and they edit in some, like, traffic noise.
Mm.
Like, that was the sound department reacting to her doing the thing, which I think is kind of cool that they have that moment. Anyway, it's a short scene, and then we get to Samantha waiting for results.
As Samantha sat and waited for her test results, she had one thought over and over. Please, don't let them take me into that little room.
Now, the fun fact about this scene is that they ran out of time to film it. So they didn't have time. So they only had her from behind fainting.
Mm.
And they just, it was too serious. So they, like, built a set on the soundstage that looked like the hospital, or that would at least match it, just to get Samantha's eyes kind of rolling into the back of her head to make it a little bit more funny.
Wow. I was worried about her ankles and those heels, but...
Yeah, she knows how to fall in heels.
She was perfectly healthy. The nurse just wanted a quiet place to lecture her on safe sex practices.
Good.
Okay. So now we're back to the corner of 56th and Safe.
Mm-hmm. Do we know if this is a hotel or if there's a
hotel
there?
It's a hotel actually on 54th and 8th. So it's right around there. He refers to it as kind of like a crappy hotel with no AC. Hopefully the hotel doesn't know that he referred to it that way.
I'm sure it has AC.
It probably does now. Or they said it was like a hot hotel, but like not very nice. And she's propositioned.
I see you here before. For sex. How much?
All right, that's it. I'm out of here. That Japanese businessman thinks I'm a hooker.
She leaves and runs into...
Charlotte.
Yeah, here we go. Mr. Big comes out. Awkward.
You know, I was doing business in the area. We kind of bumped into each other.
Charlotte is getting her wedding dress tailored.
Well, this was a subplot that was cut from the episode where her dress got ripped with scissors.
Mm.
So she was getting it tailored because there was a rip in it.
Well, you would have to get it tailored.
Yeah,
you'd
have to do it anyways. They were like, we don't really need that subplot. We can just have it that she's getting it fitted.
I just checked on my wedding dress. It said a tailor and Charlotte. I better go.
So yeah, then it cuts to Carrie and
Charlotte packing.
Packing her stuff.
It was a force bigger than me. I do like that Charlotte looks kind of Natasha-esque in this scene.
Mm.
She's wearing the white t-shirt. She has her hair pulled up in a ponytail. And I do feel like this is her standing in for Natasha. This is her standing in for married women. And this whole conversation to me, Carrie went to Samantha first because she knew there'd be no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Miranda next because it's her best friend and she needed a voice of reason. I think one could say that the person she needed to go to the entire time was Charlotte. And of course, that's not who she's going to go to.
Charlotte would have given her the other side.
Yes, Charlotte would have been the one to say, when she says, I'm not the other woman, yes, you are.
I feel bad enough already.
Good. You should feel bad.
And when she says, like, when Carrie says, all I think about is what might happen to her.
No, you don't. You think about what would happen to you if she found out. You don't think about her. She's just the idiot wife. You don't know anything about her.
Mm-hmm. It is Charlotte being the most honest of any of the three of them. In saying, like, this isn't a joke. This isn't funny. This isn't okay. I'm about to get married. What if someone did this to me?
Mm. I would kill them. How could you do this?
And to me, like, this is the most real. I mean, they're all real. I get
right. There
was Samantha reacting in the way that's real for Samantha and Miranda reacting in the way that's real for Miranda. But my last note on this was Charlotte was the one that was needed.
No, she was. And she also mentions, though, that she's getting married in 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So the affair with Big has been three weeks. Right? So Carrie first encounters Big before Charlotte and Trey are even engaged.
She encounters him, yes.
And Charlotte and Trey get engaged, I think, on the first day of the affair. Is that the episode when they go to Tiffany's?
Yes.
So they've been engaged for 6 weeks.
Yes.
They have planned a full wedding. She's gotten a dress, everything in a month and a half.
Yeah.
That's a record.
It's very fast.
More so than the Natasha.
Well, day. I was going to say, is it faster than the woman that ended up marrying the guy that was sleeping on Miranda's couch?
I think that's still about 6 weeks. The one at the plaza.
These are some fast. We got some fast turnarounds here. And then we have Miranda approaching the sandwich. Yes, this is Adrian Ryder. And the main reason why I want to bring this up, two things. This was his first job out of Juilliard. So I like that he, like, got his Shakespeare shit together and then played a sandwich. I feel like she's kind of rude.
This is so silly. Let me see your face.
He's super cute.
He's very cute.
I'm not saying have sex with him, but at least say, like, you're very cute.
But he's been sexually harassing her for weeks, so whatever.
She liked it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just saying, like, I feel like it's... If someone was like, can I see your face? And then they were like, hand up and walk away.
Yeah, if it was someone
rude.
Who had been, like, really kind to me. But if it was someone that's been saying, eat me every day for 2 weeks, I don't give a shit.
You can find another corner to walk by.
Even though he was kind of cute, Miranda walked away. After all, what do they really have in common? She was a lawyer and he was a sandwich.
So, yeah. So then you cut to them on the swing, having a good time, it breaks. All that I want to say about that is you would have that secured better.
Yeah, it's like a little, like, something you might put, like, a hanging plant from.
Or, like, maybe use, like, a washer or, like, a, what are those called?
Don't ask Mike to install your sex swing.
No, I would do a much better job with that. You want a little more. You want to make sure that, first of all, you want to make sure it's in a stud there. You want to make sure that there's some, like, maybe a little metal holding it up there. Anyways, it's for funny.
Ow!
And then we get Carrie in his bed. So we get the, I guess...
I was confused. Yeah, I was confused at first when he was like, there's food in the fridge. I'm like, he stocked this hotel.
Yeah, no, we go from nice hotel to medium hotel to crappy hotel. And I guess really, truly, what's worse than a crappy hotel is that you're in his bedroom that he shares with his wife.
Yeah, and he's going to work and leaving her there, which I'm like, don't. That's not a good idea.
I know.
Yeah, I know she's sunning in the Hamptons, but she's going to come back and Carrie's going to be smoking in the fridge.
Which is kind of what happened. I wrote this scene is dumb.
Could I feel any more like a hooker?
Why do you keep doing that to yourself?
I think we should stop seeing each other.
Why?
You're married.
Hand me the phone. I'm going to call her right now.
Don't be ridiculous. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to call her at the beach?
And say that you love me and you want a divorce?
And their whole thing between Big and Carrie just annoys me of like, you're never going to call her. I'm calling her now. Don't do it. Are you sure you don't want me to? No, you can't.
I'm calling her Monday. Yeah.
Here, I'm just like, neither one of you is going to do anything because you're both cowards.
Yeah.
Like, none of you are going to deal with the situation until the situation deals with you, which is what we're about to get to. We do have an I couldn't help but wonder.
You know how to let yourself out.
I couldn't help but wonder if I really did know the way to let myself out.
And then she goes around like, Natasha likes tea roses. Natasha likes antique sugar bowls. Natasha comes home from the Hamptons early.
I know.
And I was like, how is this going to go?
Well, and I feel like a million times in this scene, the person gets away. Mm-hmm. And I love that she doesn't. I love that I love the whole sequence of...
Carrie, I see you. Wait. I knew you were having an affair, but not in my house.
I like that we give Natasha a little bit of agency. Of like, she's not an idiot. She's been aware something's going on. I just love the Carrie I see. And that's very realistic for a fancy building. You would have a back staircase.
Right.
And it hurts my entire face. Like, it's so painful to watch as she just falls.
When she fell, I gasped.
I was going to ask you if you gasped there.
Yes.
And it's so painful. And I hate the line of, I had always assumed the one to be hurt would be me. I'm like, that's such a self-centered. And that's my other thing. I get it. I get that we're all the main character in our own stories. That's just true for everyone. We're all our own main character. But it's that whole idea that this is something that is happening entirely to me. No, it's not. This is happening to other people. You thought you were the only one that was going to get hurt out of having an affair with a married man?
Also, did you notice that? So she gets the cab for Natasha, and Natasha locks the door that Carrie can't get in.
And you know who did that?
Who? Natasha?
Moynihan.
Yeah.
That actress in the moment did it. Like, that wasn't in the script.
Right.
I love it so much.
And she locks the door so Carrie can't get in. Carrie just gets in the front
Carrie
seat.
Carrie has to go to the front seat because she had to get in.
Yeah.
And Michael Patrick King talked about how they hired Bridget Moynihan for her looks. They hired her because she was pretty. Like, she looked the part. And that as they went along and used her more and more, they were like, oh, no, she also is a great actress. Like, she has great instincts. I love that moment. I love Carrie having to get into the front of the cab. They go to the hospital and Big arrives.
Is she all right?
She lost a tooth and needed a stitch in her lip. They had a plastic surgeon and it won't scar. She's scared and swollen.
It's just awful. And I mean this now in a good way.
Yeah.
It is as awful as it should be.
Yeah.
You guys have been having an affair. Your wife found out. She physically injured herself. I know that it's a little bit over the top to say this, but that you took this beautiful woman and knocked her front tooth out. And it's awful. It's as awful as it should be.
I'll call you.
For what? We're so over. We need a new word for over.
And Carrie goes home and Aiden is there. And I think this is played interestingly.
I thought it was interesting. I'd be like, oh my God, I'd be scared walking into my house and someone's just sitting there. Even if it was like my boyfriend that I'm cheating on.
Where you been all day?
I was out at a museum. I want to wash my face.
Yeah.
I'm lucky if I wash off my makeup at the end of the day.
Everyone's lucky if you wash off your makeup at the end of the day.
I gotta go.
I think that John Corbett plays this moment very interestingly. Because if you go back and watch his performance, the way that he handles this scene, it almost looks like he knows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that he did. I'm not saying that he does. I don't know if that was purposeful. But the way that he handles the moment feels very knowing on his
part. Yeah, he's like, okay, like wash your face and then we're going to talk.
Yeah, I'm just going to wash my face. And that's kind of how we leave it.
She does have... I noticed this. The toothpaste she has is Mentadent. Do you remember that?
I do.
It was that toothpaste where there was like a gel on one side and a peroxide on the other.
I used to use that.
Yeah, my mom used to use it.
It's great because you never have the weird tube roll thing, too.
Mm-hmm. It was a pump.
Yeah.
I didn't remember how big it was. That was
I was a big fan. They are large, but I was a fan of them.
I couldn't help but wonder where I can buy some Mentadent. No, I couldn't. You go first.
Okay. Well, I don't want to use the one that I thought you were going to use.
You can, because I don't have one.
I couldn't help but wonder how Carrie thought that no one else would get hurt.
Oh, deep.
I know, it's a serious one.
I could
do the silly one that I thought you were going to do.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but wonder how they put the wedding together so quickly.
I was going to say that, but like I was like, we already kind of talked about it. I couldn't help but wonder if Samantha got a full STD test. Because like maybe she doesn't have HIV or AIDS, but... maybe she has like other things.
that are common also. Like, there are many common things you might have.
Like HPV.
Right, that's what I was thinking. So there you go. So I guess we can call it the end of the affair.
Can we? It was
an arc. It was an arc done purposefully. They wanted to send Carrie to, like, a very bad place.
Well, are we done now? Like, you just spoiled that for me.
I didn't spoil it, but they're so over the end of the... Yeah, we never see Mr. Big ever again.
That sucks.
Sorry, Elise. I know you love him.
I really do. And, like, I didn't... See, this is my problem. I didn't think he was attractive at all.
Until when he was awful.
When the show started. And, like, as the show goes on, I'm like, I think I have a crush on Mr. Big.
Boo. You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. Join us next week for Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So he's the male
Maybe
Samantha.
Maybe you can date him.
I believe he's married for a second time and has a few kids. So deal breaker.
Okay. There's somebody I know who, on a medical record, it was like, or medical thing, it was like, please list your partners, and are you sexually active with men? And he was like, yes. And I was like, are you sexually active with women? And he goes, depends on how many whiskeys. I was like, oh God.
Okay. And then he says he's going to give her a little room.
Put the seat down, Mike.
It's all guys that live here now. I never have to ever again. Got that out, though. And then he puts on his fringe jacket.
So you guys aren't going to poop?
Yeah, but we'll put the seat down for us because we have eyes. We can look and be like, oh, look, the seat's up. I should put that down. I'm not going to sit in that huge gaping hole.
I hope your gaping hole sits in that gaping hole. You'll probably edit that out, too.
He has lips and teeth. What more do you want out of a guy? But you can't Adrian stop thinking Ryder. About him. Oh, yeah, we're not there yet. We haven't seen his face.
I know, but I know his name. Gosh, are we not allowed to? You don't exist unless I can see your face.